to the cloud. Okay. So for those of you that are listening to the recording, Annette has provided us with handouts. And so I, Lynn, am putting the attachment for the handout in the ERC Facebook group. So if you have not been there and you're able to and you like to go to Facebook, that's where it will be. Otherwise, it will show up with the call recording alongside the recording video of this. So we give you many ways to access this information. So that is my way of saying welcome to this ERC FNC Office Hours. ERC is Energy Recharge Coaching. FNC is Functional Nutrition Coaching. You are in the ERC Energy Recharge Coaching Program and are a member of that. Annette and myself and all the other wonderful coaches you work with are your functional nutrition coaches. If all year long you've always wondered what all of these acronyms meant, you are now an enlightened being. So that being said, if you have not had access to Annette before, she was a speaker for us at the Spring Into Vitality Conference this last year. And she is truly amazing. She has, so just accept it. Receive.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. And it's like many of us, it's through our own experience that we become our own expert. And her experiences propelled her to learn more about what she wasn't being told. She had multiple chemical sensitivities. You'll often hear it just another acronym, MCS. And through that, she had her life, but also her daughter's life. And her daughter, with her diabetes and blood sugar imbalances, propelled Annette into another life. And I know she'll explain more about that. And then we're going to learn further how you can create your own alternative self-care kit. You don't have to go to the store and buy some lotions or things that are full of chemicals and toxins and whatever. You can create your own and trust that it's going to have ingredients that are good for you, as Dr. Rita Marie teaches us. And so without further ado, Annette will take over.
Okay, so I just hit share screen, right?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All right. So do you see the slide?
Not yet. So you hit share screen, and then you pick out which screen you want to share.
I want to share this one.
And then, so you clicked on it, and then you hit, there's another button, usually towards the bottom, that says share.
I think you should give us all a lesson in this.
Okay, that's the next next meeting.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, where did... Okay, so I hit share screen, and then I clicked the one I want.
Yep, and then on the bottom right, it says share screen. There's a little, like a little blue button.
Ah, but I want... Okay, I didn't get... It didn't bring up this one before.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
And there we go.
Great. Fantastic. Okay. So a little bit about me. Like Lynn said, and thank you, Lynn, for that intro, by the way. That was great. Thanks. I always love hearing about myself. It's like, wow, I forgot that. And you have such a nice way of putting it all together. Like Lynn said, December of 1988, I developed multiple chemical sensitivities from a household cleaning product. Spent a year in bed, started reading about alternative healing, homeopathy, herbs, oils, and that really started me on the food quest. I was Italian on my dad's side, so food was already really important to me, but for different reasons. That was just the way our family bonded. In 93, my daughter was born. By then, I lived in a pretty chemical-free house. And I actually just got my talk screen back from Great Plains, and I'm really very clean. So it's actually paying off. I have proof. So my daughter comes along, and she grew up in a different home from most of her friends. She was, our food was different. If she got sick, she was treated with homeopathy and oil and herbs. So she was kind of like my little experiment. I had to try out all the stuff that I had learned on her. So that was, you know, a little bit of her life growing up. So a quick disclaimer, I put this to, I'm not a doctor. I'm not medically trained. I can't diagnose for you. These are what's in this kit I put together for her are things that worked for us, products that worked for us and our family, and things that friends told me worked for them. And by no means is this a complete list. And I'm sure at some point Lynn will share some of the other herbs that I've left out. And it's not because they don't work. It's just that when I put this together, it was my kids going off to college. She's three states away. I need to send her off with products that she knows that she can use that are easy for her to source. And you'll see I use a lot of things over and over because she's in a small dorm. So the fewer things she has to deal with, the less she has to store in her room. So headaches were a big thing for her. And in my house, if you came to me and said, I have a headache, I gave you water. And if the first glass, sipping that first glass didn't help, I gave you another glass of water. I also taught my daughter a couple of self-hydration tests so she could figure out if she was hydrated or not. The second thing that would happen is you would get a good quality peppermint oil on your head. Be really careful around the eyes. Even the fumes can make your eyes water and burn. If you're putting peppermint oil on and you get it on your fingers, do not put those fingers in your eyes. I've done it. It's very painful. I thought I was going to go blind. I was on the floor of the bathroom crying. So please be careful. I also, again, it has to be a quality oil. I'll put a couple drops in water if it's a nausea headache and we'll drink it. If it's a sinus headache, you can just put like a little dot right there on your cheeks, and that'll drain your sinuses. But have the Kleenex ready because it really does drain your sinuses, and it's usually pretty fast. White willow bark is another thing, natural herb you can take for headaches, and that's actually where aspirin is derived from, the inside of the willow bark tree. And that's easy to get. It's got the green lid. I think the brand's called Nature's Way, and you can go get that at Whole Foods and most health stores. I have a friend who gets rid of her headaches just by taking the fish oil capsules, and she puts them in her mouth. She pops the capsule and she drinks the fish oil in 3 to 4 capsules, and her headache's done. You can, another thing I sent my child, my kid didn't do the fish oils, by the way. That's just an easy one. My child went off to school with some homeopathic remedies. If you're not familiar with homeopathy, before you use them, you know, talk to a homeopath, do some self-studying. I have found homeopathy just to do wondrous and great things, so we actually use it a lot. She was sent off with Nux Vomica for a nausea headache and for overindulgence. Anytime you overindulge in food or alcoholic beverage, anything you overindulge in, Nux is for that. Carbo-Veg, the full name is Carbo-Vegetalis, and that's a headache that comes on from odors, which was a big remedy for me, and also from anxiety. If I sit there and think, how did I get this headache, and I know it's from being anxious about something, I take Carbo-Veg. Gelsimian is for headaches that are caused from test anxiety or even stage fright. And you'll see I put to use a 12X or a 30X potency. You don't need to go any higher than that for acute care, and that's what her problems were going to be. They were going to be acute. if you go to the store and they don't have X, you can get 12C, but don't go over a 12C or a 30X. Also in headaches, I'm going to skip the top one. I'll come back. You can do, if you drink coffee or if you don't drink coffee, but it's a really bad headache, a strong coffee like an espresso will help dilate the capillaries and veins in your head, and it'll give you relief from that headache because the blood starts to flow again. I don't get migraines anymore, and I was thinking about the last time I had one right before this call. I haven't had a headache since I divorced my husband. I don't know if I'm going to share that with him or not, though. Hot washcloth method. When I was told about hot washcloths, I kind of sneered at the woman that told it to me, and I'm like, yeah, that's not going to work. So a hot washcloth, you need to do it when you can lay down for a while. And you take your bath towel and you put it lengthwise on the pillow because you're going to lay down. This works best with a helper. You can wet the washcloth and get it really hot in the microwave. I've actually boiled washcloths to get them hot. And you want it so hot you can just barely touch it. And you're going to fold it and put it on your forehead. And then you wrap that bath towel over your head. And you lay there until that washcloth starts to not be so hot. And you have your helper go, they've got a second one. So they go and they heat up the second one and they bring you the second washcloth and you flip them out. And you lay there and do as many washcloths as you need to get rid of that headache. I've gotten rid of a migraine with 3 washcloths. The caveat on this one, and I have used this on my daughter, because it sits across your sinuses too, if you're having sinus congestion, it will start to drain your head. So I don't do that one at bedtime because you'll be up for a while afterwards blowing your nose. Nausea. She could do peppermints. And peppermint in my world is going to be a very low sugar, natural sugar peppermint. Again, quality lavender oil or peppermint oil and water. And that's just a drop or two. You don't need a lot. The homeopathic Nux Vomica again. Sometimes on Nux Vomica, instead of just settling your stomach, it will bring up whatever is upsetting your stomach. So we still consider that a win in my world. You can drink tea for nausea. You know, she can go get ginger, peppermint, the chamomile, slippery elm at the store. Those are easy to get and have on hand. Sometimes I have found just iced black tea will quell my nausea. So we always have some of those around. Real apple cider vinegar, the cloudy stuff in water, sipping on that will work for nausea. And she was going to have that in her room. Also, if you dilute it a little bit stronger, it's real good for food poisoning. You know, sometimes you go out and you eat something and you instantly know, oh, this is bad. I go home and drink apple cider vinegar. Charcoal is good to absorb whatever's in your stomach, but you want to make sure it's the supplement form of the nausea, of the charcoal. You don't want the stuff that's for grilling. I've actually been asked that, so I put that caveat in there. Vomiting. In my house, the belief was better out than in most of the time. For most day-to-day things, it's better to get it out of your system and be done. It's just your body's way of expelling something it doesn't need. And of course, she had to do small sips of water to rehydrate. Homeopathic phosphorus, and you only need a 30X one time, is good if you're throwing up just mucus and it's frothy. Think about froth on milk. If it's looking like that, that's phosphorus. Excuse me. And the rule in our house was once you were done vomiting, you had to brush your teeth. That was just, there was no, you had to. Cuts and bleeding. I had a tooth removed and the sutures had popped, and the dentist taught me that 20 minutes of constant pressure would stop the bleeding. And I made it to like 18 minutes and I'm like, oh, it stopped, but it started again. But if I held for the full 20, the bleeding really did stop. So that was something I taught her. Cayenne pepper, the stuff that's in your spice cabinet, on non-mucous membranes will stop the bleeding. So if I cut my lip, I'm not putting the cayenne on it, but if I cut my leg, I can, and it will stop that bleeding. And I've used it for that. cayenne pepper is also good if your feet are cold. You can sprinkle a little bit on top of your socks, a little bit. If you get too much and you sweat, your feet are going to burn later, or you forget about it and get in the shower, the tub, and your feet are going to burn. So just a little. You can also shake it in your sheets down by your feet to keep your feet warm at night. Homeopathic tissue salt. That's different from a remedy. It's a tissue salt. The Ferrum Fos, you can take it internally, but you can, that should say internally. Sorry, I'll have to fix that. But you can also crush it and mix it with water and actually stick it on the cut to stop the bleeding. And that works also. My ex-husband was on blood thinners, and he cut his temple when we were out one day. And, you know, because he was on the blood thinners, bleeding out was a definite possibility. And we put a bunch of Ferrum Fos pellets in there, and it stopped. So from there on, he was a believer and carried Ferrum Fos with him. Feminine protection, they make great bandages. They're going to absorb a lot. I sent them off with my daughter. I make her keep them in her first aid kit. I have them in my car. They're everywhere because they're great as large bandages. If she got an infection, grapefruit seed extract, colloidal silver, tea tree oil. Again, be careful with the tea tree oil around your eyes. Raw honey is it's great as an antiseptic. It has antibiotic qualities. You want to make sure it's a raw, unheated, unfiltered, and honey can be used for so many things. Slippery elm is good for the nerves. It closes wounds. You can get it powdered and you can make a paste. I had a tooth that abscessed, and I would pack slippery elm paste around there to draw some of the infection out. My daughter used to get really bad infections along the nail bed, and we would soak the finger in salt or in water and then coat that in salt and wrap it in plastic and then tape that down, and she would sleep in it. And in the morning, it would have drawn out a bunch of that nastiness that was there, that little pus pocket she had. Salt is just great at drawing stuff out, so keep that around. Ear infections and earache, you can put tea tree oil on the outer ear and on the mastoid bone. Don't put it in. You just need on the outside. My daughter's favorite was warm olive oil in her ear canal, and you kind of massage it around, and then you stick the cotton in there to hold that in there. Toothache, clove oil. It's pretty easy to get. Again, if you're going to put it in your mouth, it needs to be a good quality essential oil. You can get, I've actually, when I had that abscess, I would walk around with whole cloves in my mouth. Be careful of the sharp points. So you want to kind of pick through and get the ones that don't have those. But after it's been in your mouth for a while, the sharp points don't hurt anymore. And I could actually pack them in my gum and leave them there for 3 or 4 hours. I could eat with them there and drink with them. Things tasted a little bit like clove, but that's okay. Warm salt water rinse is always soothing when the tooth hurts. Young Living essential oils, they're thieves oil, and they have a whole line of thieves. You can get the mouthwash, you can get the oil. That was real good for a toothache. If you can afford helichrysum as an essential oil, that was, when I had the abscess, that was absolutely the best thing that worked for me, was the helichrysum oil. And then the price went up and I couldn't afford it anymore. Burns and sunburn, lavender oil topically. I keep lavender in my kitchen for when I burn myself cooking. And my daughter, I'll be cooking and she'll walk in and, hey, Mom, I smell lavender. Did you burn yourself? I'm like, yeah, I did again. Real apple cider vinegar, and it can be straight or diluted. You can put it right on the sunburn. I burned my hand cooking one day. It was really bad. Probably should have gone to the hospital, but I stuck my hand in a bowl of water and apple cider vinegar and kept it there for a couple of hours, and you couldn't even tell that I had burned it. The scar was absolutely gone. The blisters were gone. Aloe's great. Y'all probably know that one. Again, the honey, is it's going to keep your skin from losing all the fluids, and it'll help fight the infection. You can put some aloe gel in your hand and mix lavender and peppermint oil in there for the burns. And that's more of like a sunburn. flour. I don't have flour in my house anymore, so I can't use this one. And I learned it from a baker, but she said they were taught that if you burn yourself while baking, you just stick your hand in the flour because the flour is cool and it draws that heat off. She swore by it. Like, I've never tried it, but sore throat. Here I am with the warm water again. And if you're using the Thieves essential oil, you can gargle with that too. Bromelain is an enzyme in the pineapple, and it will help fight the inflammation. And you can use that in tablet form if you can't, like if the eating pineapple spikes your blood sugar too much, go ahead and use it in tablet form. Gargling with real apple cider vinegar, that probably sounds horrible, but I used to get really bad sinus infections, and my throat felt like there was broken glass in there and it was on fire. The only thing that would take that pain away so that I could sleep was gargling with apple cider vinegar and water. And now I gargle with it whenever I have a sore throat. I love it. Back to the raw honey. It's going to coat and soothe that throat. Wish I had known about it when I had my chemical exposure, because I would have like just probably had a jar of it. The honey with lemon, I used to get that as a kid. I had a sore throat. My mom would take a spoon of honey and put lemon on it, and then I could sleep. Topical application of a homeopathic arnica cream or trauma cream just all over the throat will help bring some of that inflammation out, and the sore throat will feel much better. Fever. If you grew up in my house, you just had to live with it. Fevers are good. It's our body's way of fighting something off. Sip water while you have the fever. And I don't break a fever. I don't suppress it unless the fever goes too high or it lasts too long. So my kid, she got to have her fevers. Hot tea, if you want to bring the fever to a head or support that fever, hot tea is good, especially ginger or chickweed. Chickweed's cool because it also encapsulates pus pockets that are in the body. I love the taste. I really like chickweed. Calcium tablets, if you let them dissolve in your mouth or if it's a capsule, open the capsule, will also help build that fever and help your body fight off whatever it's fighting off. There's an immune tea recipe, and I'm going to give that to you. We would drink that a lot when we had fevers. Flu. Back in homeopathy, you can use gelsimian, and we talked about that before, or I pronounce it oxylococcinum. Some people say oxylococcinium, so whichever. If you're buying the oxylococcinum, you do not need to use the full dose that's on the label. You can actually use less and make those last longer. Again, you're going to hydrate. If you're in my house, I'm standing there with water, I'm giving you tea, and we're just going to, you know, get through it. Also, in my house, you don't have to eat, but you do have to take in fluids. And my daughter one time, she was about 8, and she said, I'm not drinking anything. And I said, okay, you have a choice. You can have water here, or I can take you to the hospital, and they're going to hook you up, and they're going to force fluids. And because you're going in because you won't drink water, I'm not staying. I'm not wasting my time. So you can drink water, or we can go to the hospital. She decided to drink water at home, which was good. So the immune tea that we'd use, in its roughly equal parts, it's red clover, nettles, chamomile flowers, spearmint, elderflowers, and the lemon balm. And you need the spearmint in there and the lemon balm, because elderflowers by themselves can nauseate some people. So that's, you want the mints in there to help even that out. Colds, kind of the same thing. Colds are caused by a virus, not a bacteria. Takes your body 7 days to recognize a virus and fight it off. And think about it, most colds only last about 7 days, so your body's figured it out. Hydrate again. Bromelain and the digestive enzyme protease will help fight that inflammation. You take them away from food. If you take the protease with food, it's going to digest your food. Same with bromelain. So you take it away from food so it works on your inflammation. The immune tea, again, I made a lot of immune tea. I just kept it around for all the years she was growing up. We always had it. Spicy foods, you can do the washcloth thing, or you can eat for congestion, nasal congestion, I'm sorry. Or you can, the washcloth method that I talked about earlier. Okay, so some people get really good results with the neti pot. Me, not so much. I tend to get wet. So then I discovered nasal lavage, and that's what we ended up using. It's basically a little squirt bottle. So my family, we could all master the nasal lavage, or none of us could do a neti pot. Muscle aches, muscle twitching, you can take magnesium, or we would get the homeopathic tissue salt MagFos. It's easy to carry and just pop them. Aches can be eased with gelatin and hot water. I was taught this one by a woman that lived in Canada and was on a curling team. And she went to a curling practice and she couldn't climb the stairs. And she was like, I'm not going to be able to come to work the next day. And they told her to actually take the jello, the grant, you know, before you make it, the powdered part, and put that in hot water and drink it as a tea. And she swore by it. And it really does work, but, you know, I'm not going to have jello in my house anymore. So gelatin works also. Just a packet in water, stir it up and drink it as tea. And it really does. It gets rid of those bad muscle pains and aches. Constipation, take some magnesium. That one's easy. You guys should know that from Dr. Rita Marie. The probiotics, again, if you drink coffee, strong coffee will do that. Or the vitamin C to bowel tolerance. And Dr. Rita Marie provides us with a handout on that. Homesickness, because this was big. Homeopathic Pulsatilla 30X. And you can use that for any kind of situation where someone's weeping and crying all the time. So that was, she went off with that one. She's like, you're taking this. Bach Flower Rescue Remedy is another one that's great for homesickness or any kind of emotional trauma and stress. Bug bites. Sometimes, if you ever notice you're out sitting outside with your friends and you're getting bitten and they're not, it could be because you don't have enough B vitamins in your body. Bugs don't like the smell of B vitamins. So consider that if you're the one getting chewed up. Garlic also, eating garlic is supposed to help keep bugs away because they don't like the way you smell. Some people use raw onions on bug bites. Haven't tried that, but I've been told it works. Same with the inside of a banana peel. Haven't used that one, but I've been told it works great, but I don't have a lot of banana peels around my house. Ice is good. Well, Lita diaper cream. My daughter was 2.5 or 3. We were on a plane and she had a mosquito bite that was the size of a quarter. And we had just gotten on the plane and she's like, it itches. All I had was Wellita diaper cream, which has calendula in it. And I smeared it on the bite and the bite was gone within like 20 minutes. So to this day, even though my daughter's 24, we still keep Wellita diaper cream around all the time. Plantain. And I'm talking about the weed, not the green banana. Plantain is good at relieving bug bites. And you want it, you're going to mix it with water and kind of make a paste with it. But it needs to be plantain. Like I plant plantain, so I have it. You don't want to pick the stuff that's out on the street corner that's been sprayed with Lord only knows what. It needs to be a clean plantain. But that's real good at drying out the bites, the itchy stuff. Hives and skin rashes was another big one for us. Oatmeal bath, calendula cream. She probably could have used the diaper cream also. My daughter found that for her hives, she could internally doing the chlorophyll was good, but also she could apply it right to the hives and that would help. Calcium that you let dissolve in your mouth is good also. My daughter has a sometimes almond allergy. We think it has to do with the way they're processed because sometimes they bother her and sometimes they don't. My mother had bought a cookie mix and asked my daughter to make almond cookies for my stepfather. And I came into the kitchen and she's scrubbing her hands in the sink. And I'm like, what are you doing? And she said, the almonds made my hands break out. And her hands were covered in red itchy welts. And she goes, what am I going to do? And I went, let's try calcium because I have it. And I opened 4 or 5 capsules right onto, she was still washing her hands and she stuck her tongue out and I dumped 4 or 5 capsules on. And within minutes, the itching had decreased by about 50%. I put another 3 or 4 capsules in, and within 15 minutes, she was down to just one small spot on her hand that still itched. So I was a believer then. I don't remember what I did, but it was definitely an allergic reaction. And I didn't have the capsules, so I just let tablets melt in my mouth, 3 or 4 at a time, and like it was gone. It was really quite amazing. So we keep calcium around all the time. Here's just a short book list of some of the books that I use to put this together for her. And there's actually a tape of her and I doing it, and it was pretty funny, but neither of us can find it. And I'm sure Lynn has other books. There's lots of other ones out there, but this is just 4 of my favorites. So that is it. Thank you so much. Okay, let's see if this works. Yes. Okay.
Marvelous.
Thank you.
That was really great. You know, when you were talking about water and headaches, my surefire way to get out of it, I don't know why most people don't want to do it, it works instantaneously, is an enema.
Mm.
If I'm starting to get a headache, I use water the other way. And
yeah.
And that seems to just instantly take it away.
A friend of mine was a school nurse. And, you know, about 20 years ago, nurses really couldn't do anything. And her kids would walk in and they'd be like, oh, I have a headache. And she'd be like, have a little cup of water, sip it. And that's what she did for headaches for the kids at the school.
Good. Excellent. Yeah. We need more of that.
So,
looking at the chat, Jay wanted to know, what was the product that started your issues with multiple chemicals? Sensitivities.
And I didn't add anything. This is really how it was sold, and I don't look at it anymore, so I don't know if it still comes pre-mixed, but it was soft scrub with bleach.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the bleach probably really didn't help.
I didn't. It was a product that my mother bought and was like, here, use this. And I'm like, okay. It's nothing I would have purchased. So, but yeah. So I still have issues with bleach.
Yeah, that makes sense. Laura wanted to know, what would the hydration test be?
Okay, there's the easy one that a lot of people know, where you pinch, and depending on how quickly it goes back down. And then the other one that I taught my daughter, and you can do it anywhere, is to put both hands. You put one hand way down at your side and just let, you want to let it hang out for a while. And then you kind of feel the veins on your hands that pop up. Okay. Cause if you're hydrated, they're going to pop. Mine aren't so much right now. And then you put your other arm at heart level and you slowly raise the other hand up, and then you feel those veins again. And if they've gone back down, you're dehydrated. If they're still nice and puffy, your hydration's good. So those were the 2 tests that I taught her to do.
Yeah. I find, especially when the older I get and the more my hands are in water or in the dirt or whatever, I don't know if this one is so good anymore because my skin is not as fresh and limber as it used to be.
Yeah. That's what we tend to use. And I find the arm one seems to be a bit more accurate for me. Than the pen.
And then Laura said, which is really, Slippery Elm is amazing. Slippery Elm seems to have many ways of working on us.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not put the document up yet in the ERC Facebook group because I wanted to be here. So I will do that as soon as we're done here. And then Laura wanted to know, the lavender essential oil that you put on the burns, do you put the essential oil right on the burn, or do you have a carrier oil?
If it's a good, it needs to be good quality. So research them. I put it directly on. I do it neat, straight on the burn.
Okay.
And if I put it in a carrier, you don't want anything that's going to seal that heat in. So a carrier oil might actually seal that heat in. So no, we use it neat. We use it straight.
Okay. That's a good thing to know about. With fever, when drinking water, do you drink warm water or cold water?
It was whatever water. I think it's more like whatever you know, sometimes it's a warm water thing. Sometimes it's a colder water thing. It was whatever she was willing to take.
Okay. I personally would recommend more of a body temperature water, so it's not such a shock to your system.
Yeah, we don't drink ice water, so.
Yeah, yeah.
We're the people at the restaurant. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm saying we're the people at the restaurant. They're like, water, no ice and lemon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've started taking vitamin C powder with, because that will help with the things like the chlorine and other chemicals that can be in the water.
Yeah,
so that's good. That's something to consider. With the lavender, do you prefer, they have the lavandin. Which part of the lavender do you?
I use lavender. I've never tried lavandin because I know they have slightly different properties. So I use lavender, and the brand that I use is Young Living. And it's not because I think it's better than doTERRA. I've been using it for 20 some years, and that was what was on the market then. So I know that line. I'm not going to switch.
Right. I use also Living Libations as well. So yeah, it's whatever you use.
Yeah.
That's what was in the chat. So what I would recommend for everybody is either just open up your line, say, hey, this is Jay. I have these questions. If you're familiar with using, you click on manage participants and you can see, I think that's where it is. Yeah. If you click manage participants, you'll see a little bar come up with the names and the more button, it has three dots. The more button has, hands up, hands down. You can do that one if you, I think that's it. So I can see about raising your hand. So however you want to do it. It looks like Melody has her line open. I'd like to hear some. Melody is a master herbalist, so if she has some other things to share, that would be great.
I just came in and I just heard the discussion on lavender, so I'm not sure what the topic is.
Annette presented kind of an alternative self-care kit. So things to help like with nausea, headaches, burns, things that use more of those herbal products, as well as simple things like making sure you're staying hydrated and and things like that.
The only thing about lavender essential oils that I've seen in my practice is it is one that if you use it regularly, you can develop sensitivities to very quickly. So I've had several people that cannot be around it. They can't even enter a room with it. And Judith Delaney, who is the founder of American Neuromuscular Therapy, she actually has fought for BioFreeze to take it out of the BioFreeze product. Because so many people, we're just surrounded by it now. So, it's just use it with intention instead of just all the time.
Yeah.
I would say that about any oils or herbs or whatever.
Yeah.
Because again, as Dr. Rita Marie teaches, this is not a this for that approach. We are not using herbs as in that medical model. And all these plants have their own personalities and characters, so use them like you say with that intent. So that's a really great point about the lavender. I good to know. Makes sense.
Yeah.
So, all right. Thank you. And I think you might be on next month. I sent you an email, Melody. So we'll get a good dose of this. Let's see. Who else? I think I saw Somebody had their line open. Hey. Sandra, there you are. Yes.
Here I am. Hi, I have two questions. I get a lot of cuts during cold weather on the tip of my fingers. What would be a good solution for that?
What have you tried? Because I might try aloe for that.
Okay, no, I haven't tried aloe. I tried many things, but not aloe.
Maybe even try coconut oil to moist, you know, kind of rehydrate.
Yeah, that I tried. This is pretty painful because, you know, when you move your fingers, those cuts open up.
Lynn, do you have anything?
So, again, wanting to go to root cause, I think, you know, on the external, you want to use those pieces to keep your fingers soft and supple. You know, what's the air around you like? Is there enough moisture in your air? Are you staying hydrated? What's your essential fatty acid status like? Those are going to help you get more to that root cause. The aloe could be very helpful. You know, following what Melody was saying, you need to rotate things, because if we always use the same thing, after a while it does lose some of that benefit. So maybe have a rotation factor, like even 1 week use aloe, 1 week use coconut. Sesame oil is really helpful and good.
Okay.
So you could just kind of rotate those pieces. But again, you want to get to what's happening around you. I find, and we live in the same climate zone. So it's what is your air quality like? Do you have enough moisture in the air? If you don't have a humidifier, I highly encourage you to get that.
Yeah, I do, but I guess I need to have, I have one for the whole house, but I think I need one in the bedroom.
Yeah, definitely one in your office or whatever room you're in. Laura wanted to know if you would add a Band-Aid if those are cracking open. I personally don't. I only use Band-Aids if it's like profusely bleeding. But, you know, one thing you could consider, this brings me back to things my grandmother would have us do, is oil up at night and then put gloves on.
Yeah, I do that.
You do that? Great. So you're doing some really great things. Just keep it up. Add maybe a couple okay. of others. And, you know, ask yourself, what is it that it needs? You are taking the DHA, EPA essential oils?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Go ahead.
No, you're good.
Something you might want to think about is, I don't know if you're in a house or an apartment, but I had a whole house filter a couple houses ago, and I'm looking forward to having another one. From having the majority of those chemicals removed from my water, so having actually washing and cleaning in a filtered water, my skin didn't dry out like it does, you know, unfiltered water. It stayed much, much more hydrated, much smoother. I hardly used any lotion at all when I had the whole house filter. So even if that's too pricey, I would experiment with putting a filter like on your kitchen sink where you wash your hands frequently or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Any particular type of filters? I think there are several whole house filters.
The one that I had is a guy that lives, he's in Houston, and he actually comes to your house and messes with your water, and he actually built it specifically for your water system. So I would, you can Google, who does it? I'll check. There's a company and you can like talk, and they're like nationwide. but you could Google, you know, whole house filters and see what mm-hmm. comes up. And the guy that did my house, I had like three or four different filters before the water came into the house. And it was great. I absolutely loved it.
Chlorine is probably the culprit. So you want to make sure the filter at least takes out chlorine.
Okay.
Bleach.
Well, and the other thing is, and thank you, Laura, for reminding me, you spend a lot of time, or, you know, more than I do at least, with your hands, with your ceramics, with your
yes.
pottery. Mm-hmm. That is a material that can most especially dry out. It has properties that will pull moisture out of your skin.
Yes, definitely. So, yeah, but I don't throw. That's when you really are a mess. I handle, so I don't.
Chlorine in the water could be interacting with some minerals in the whatever it is, the clay.
Yeah.
Yes. True. Very true. Yeah. Right. And my second question is the one we were talking about yesterday about those my dry patches around my eye and the one on my cheek. What could I use for that? I've been using coconut oil for that one.
Again, I would rotate. So okay. I find
the same thing like for the cats.
Yeah.
All right.
I like sesame oil. It's on your face, so it's different. Because I have this patch of eczema on my arm, but it's the skin is different on my arm than it would be on your face.
Yeah.
You know, and you're working on your digestion, so making sure that your liver is functioning well. The theory is that what shows up on your skin has to do with your fat metabolism. So, you know, making sure that you're digesting your fats well. Jojoba oil. And jojoba is not, I know that's what I use. It's not necessarily an oil, if I remember correctly. Do they call it an ester? Mm-hmm. So it is absorbed differently into your skin than coconut. I actually very rarely use coconut oil. I use almond oil, sesame oil, jojoba oil.
And Lynn, what you said about it's what you digest.
Yeah.
People come up to I have strangers stop me and they get real close to my face and they stare at it and they're like, you just have beautiful skin. What do you use on it? And I'm like, kind of whatever my hand falls on, you know, I've got a few. But I'm like, that's not what it is. It's how I eat. It's what I eat. And then they go, okay, thanks. And they walk because they don't want to change their food. A lot of it truly is, you know, what you're putting in there.
Right. And how you digest it.
Yeah.
The other piece to that too is your lungs. If you have lungs that have that good mucus membrane, your skin is going to be more moist. And so, that again has a lot to do with it as well. So making sure that you're breathing well, you may have access to that, module and foundations on breathing. So cool. Estrogen keeps your skin moist and plump. So
thank you.
Thank you, Melody, for that last bit. I'm looking forward to your call.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Ellen, your line is open. Did you have questions?
Did you say my line is open?
Your line, your microphone wasn't muted, so I just wanted to make sure.
Oh, no, I did have it muted. I just unmuted to speak. It was muted. Okay. So I didn't have a question.
No.
Okay. All right. And Laura was asking about the fatty acid issue. Again, in your foundations module, if you look at your the different nutrition pieces you have access to, the other one is the Eat Your Way Out of Pain, and as well as Does Your Body Need an Oil Change? So both those pieces you can get in your EAR program.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anybody else have some questions? This is great.
Yeah, so what do you think about, isn't there argan oil? Argan oil?
Argan.
Oregano?
No, oregano or A-R-G-A-N.
Oregano.
Yeah, A-R-G-A-N.
Oh, argan. Yeah, I've got argan oil. Yeah.
What do you think?
I use it. I like it, especially on my cuticles and in my hair.
I use a cream on my face. I was thinking about trying jojoba oil, but given what you just said, I don't think I'm going to do that.
Oh, no. Jojoba oil is great. I use jojoba oil. Like if I'm going to take a cold shower, so I dry skin brush and then I put that on. I put that or the almond oil on and then I take a cold shower. And what that does, the reason why I do that is it forces that oil in through my skin and into my system. So it further helps me on a deeper
level. Oh, so you were more positive on jojoba oil versus coconut oil?
Very much so.
Okay.
Yeah. And like Melody says, jojoba oil is the closest to our skin's molecules.
Okay. I misunderstood that. Thanks.
No, thank you for asking. The thing with argan oil, and I really appreciate it's one of those crops, at least when it first came out. I actually wrote a blog post about it in my own business, is that it's a female crop. The women in Africa are the ones who plant it, harvest it, take care of it, market it. Now that it's become a little more popular, I don't know. But it also takes a really long time for those nuts, the fruit of it, to develop. So again, just like all other essential oils, you really want to be mindful of it. Do you use it, Annette? Argan oil?
Yeah, I have it. Like I said, I have a number of things, and for me, it's kind of whatever my hand falls on is what I use.
Yeah.
But yes, jojoba's in the mix. Yeah.
Yep.
I was just going to go and get some neem oil and black seed, cumin. How do you call it? Black cumin seed oil to put on my fungus, which is on the toe.
Yeah, that's.
And then
I got my.
Yeah?
That's my black seed oil I got from Sarah.
Wow.
And then I thought, well, I also noticed for the last year that I started having
Lord, just so you know, I'm having a hard time hearing you. I don't know if anybody else. Okay.
Yes.
Sure. Thank you.
On my ear.
Yeah, so my question is, it's regarding fungus on the foot. And I noticed I have some on my nail and as well on the skin of the same foot. And on the skin, it's on the side. And it looks like a line, just a red line. It's not short. I mean, it's not long, just maybe this length. And on the other side, it's more of a little patch. And I've been putting neem oil on it, just neem oil, but I don't see any improvement on the red patch, but I do see it on the nail. So today I was going to buy some more. And I thought of adding some essential oils to it, that are you know, may help. And I was wondering what your thoughts were and if you had other suggestions. So the essential oils that I was going to get is geranium, patchouli, and tea tree, and lemon. And maybe separate them, put one in the neem oil and a couple of others with like human seed oil.
Well, the tea tree is antifungal. I'm not sure if the others are, but tea tree is what I was thinking. But like it was said before, you need to have different things you rotate so you don't build up resistance. Grapefruit seed oil extract might work. Yeah, grapefruit seed extract. And you can even take that internally because you need to work on internal too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, this I know about the internal, but
yeah.
But on the external, would you say that the red patch is similar to the fungus on the nail, or it may be something else?
I don't know. I can't diagnose. I have no idea. But you could do like the grapefruit seed extract in water and just soak your foot in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea.
I would try that.
You know, watch how you react to stuff too, because tea tree oil, I tried using that for a similar situation and my good skin would break out in like not a rash, but it would get red. And if I overused it, it would basically eat away the top layer of the skin.
Yeah, so, tea tree is a hot oil.
Yeah.
It can burn and irritate.
Yeah, it was yeah. There's a word for that, which I can't remember what it is, but substances that irritate the skin like that.
And what do you think, Lynn and Melody?
What do you think, Melody? You know, it's hard to say. I mean, first of all, we can't see it. And so that's something that is really helpful to actually see it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we always, again, go to the root. So if you're dealing with an outbreak of any kind of fungal rash anywhere on the outer body, it means that you've got candida overgrowth you have to look at and all kinds of things inside. So, you know, I know it's still cold, but also letting the skin breathe is really important, you know. So we get into other issues, but, yeah, the tea tree oil and oregano oil are both really great antifungals, as well as the grapefruit seed extract.
What do you think about eucalyptus oil?
Eucalyptus oil for that kind of a thing, I don't think it's specific for.
Okay.
And, you know, and really like what you had with the normal skin breaking out, it's if you're using these oils neat, what's called neat, without a carrier oil, it can burn skin. So you have to be careful.
I even tried putting the unaffected skin, kind of putting a layer of coconut oil around it, you know, sort of as a block, which didn't really seem to help.
Yeah.
I've used more concentrated amounts of hydrogen peroxide on the nail. That seemed to be pretty effective, actually.
Yeah, hydrogen peroxide is, you know, I'm old enough that that's what we used
everything
all the time with everything.
You would put that directly on the red part?
On the nail, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Would you put that on the skin too?
Yeah, you could, but just make sure that if you're, you know, if it's super concentrated, you need to dilute it with some water. You got to be careful about that because that'll corrode the skin off too.
Yeah, it comes in different concentrations. Yeah. So
hydrogen peroxide is also good for stopping bleeding. Like if you have a cut or something, that's my first go-to is to put some of that on there to get the bleeding to stop.
Again, you don't want to throw too many things on it though. So try one thing and see how it does, and start with a small amount.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. You know how to do the sway test. So
yeah.
I would encourage you to include that in your decision making.
It's front back. For me.
No, it's front to back. Okay.
Exactly.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great question. Anybody else?
Vinegar might work too. I don't know. I've used vinegar some. Experiment with a bunch of different things.
Well, and that's the thing, though. You want to start with the thing that will cause the least amount of an issue and work your way through. Sometimes we have a tendency to use a fire hose when a garden hose will work. If you've been using your garden hose and things aren't progressing, you know, fine. You turn the volume up a little bit more. But
the original Listerine.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
It's got a little bit of alcohol, and I think the eucalyptus, I can't remember if it has camphor in it or not, but camphor is another one.
I don't think camphor's in Listerine.
I was going to say, I don't
think it's eucalyptus, yeah.
Yeah. But that is real good. They claim that works well for fungus.
Well, which one?
It's got to be good for something.
It's Listerine.
The original Listerine, the golden one.
Yeah.
It has to be the golden one.
They sell it as a mouthwash.
Okay.
Yeah, it tastes so nasty. That one.
Yeah. Okay. I must have a bitter taste. I didn't have a problem with it.
Okay.
Maybe you had the blue or the green.
Nope, I did not have the blue or the green.
No, it's gonna be.
I started using it before the blue and the green came into existence.
Yeah, it's one of those things that was.
Then I like dandelion greens.
I do too, but I don't like the green.
Oh, well, it's not my go-to, but.
So these other herbs, I mean, essential oil, the geranium, patchouli, lemon. Not really anti-fungus. Maybe it's more for smell.
Maybe no, it's just that you don't, and it's good to have some of these things on hand, but you start with one and see how that works.
Yeah, if you put three things on at once and you have an irritation, you're not going to know which one's irritating.
Yeah, you got to do them one by one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you know you're good with the neem and you want to mix the tea tree in that and you react, you're going to know that it was the tea tree and not the neem.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. Yes, I'll get a couple of bottles.
Hearing what Melody was saying, because I know she's your coach, it sounds like they're aware of it and they're helping you with it.
Oh, no, I haven't spoken about it. I was just going to go today. It just so happens.
There you go.
Yeah, good timing.
Glad she's here. And Rich is here now.
Yes. I finally dug out from that nor'easter you may have heard that we got up here.
Oh, yeah. We just gifted you with it. We get it first, and then we hand it over to you.
Oh, it's so good. I don't know, we're at 24 inches and it's still climbing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ours is starting to subside today because the sun is out.
Oh, so sweet.
There is hope.
Almost.
Yeah, that was our third nor'easter in 10 days.
Exactly.
So it's been pretty wild up here.
Yep. And it vacillates between the ice and the snow.
Exactly.
Personally, I have no problem with the snow. Ice, however.
Yeah, and then we mixed it with a little bit of rain just to make it complete.
That icing on the top. I'm glad that you are safe and well, that you did not go outside and hurt your neck again. Did you have any questions on any more herbal or alternative remedies that you're seeking? That's what Annette is presenting to us.
There are some of the essential oils that say that you can't take them orally. Which of the manufacturers allow you to, I guess?
Look for a food label on them. If they have a food label, they're required, you know, if it's for internal ingestion, it's supposed to be labeled with the typical food ingredients.
doTERRA has several that you can ingest.
Yeah.
So does Young Living. I've ingested a number of theirs.
Okay.
But, you know, you do have
to. I just very rarely do it. I just very rarely do it. You know,
I wouldn't do it.
Do maybe besides lemon, and it's if I can feel my liver is getting a little sloggy, is actually lavender, because lavender is, it's pretty good at breaking through some of that. But again, it's one drop and it's very occasionally.
Yeah, don't do it. You can't do a lot
for any of them.
Yeah. And why is that?
Well, they're very concentrated. I tend to come from more of I come from I speak for the trees type of a thing. I worry that we have all these companies making essential oils, and it takes a great quantity of the plant to make them, and people seem to slather them on. Sometimes all we really need is to be in the presence of the plant. So that's where I come from.
But, you know, I have found I don't even need to put it on. Sometimes it's just opening the bottle and inhaling it. I've got bottles that are 10, 12 years old, and I just open them, and I'm good.
Yeah.
And what would you be opening it for instance?
Like there's a Young Living blend called Valor, and it's for strength. So if I'm doing something and I need to, you know, I want to be strong for it, I can just inhale that and it's enough. They have calming blends and you can just inhale that and you can feel yourself relax. Mm-hmm. So it's sometimes it's just to clear my head, to clear my sinuses. I mean, I could smell a peppermint and clear my head.
Mm. So does anybody have recommendations on what the best kind of diffuser is for aromatherapy using essential oils? And I know these essential oil companies sell different, you know, different types and whatnot, but any ideas, suggestions?
I like the, I'm using a teardrop one right now. And what I like about it is you put tap water in it and then you put the oils in it. So it's also getting some moisture in the air, and I use less oils that way. And I still get the benefit of the oils, and I get to smell them.
So what is it, if I wanted to look at it?
It's Young Living.
Yeah, it's but actually Now makes them, too.
True, they do.
And you can find them at a lot of, like, grocery stores. But it looks like a teardrop. It's shaped like a teardrop.
Okay.
And I had the ones where you stick the bottle of the oil straight in, and then, you know, it vaporizes it, and that uses a lot of oil, and it's really messy, so I'm really liking the teardrop a lot better. And I have a small one, same type setup where you put water in first, and it's actually a little travel one, and I can plug it into my car also.
You're talking about the ultrasonic type.
Yes, ultrasonic. Thank you.
Mm. Yeah, it's the one thing I've put off buying.
And I would really like an ultrasonic on a timer. That's what I'll do. That's what I'll buy next.
Timer, okay.
But, yeah, I would like to have a timer feature.
Anybody else? Lynn? Do you use a diffuser?
I don't really only use one. So.
Melody?
I just put it in the chat. I always look for a small particle diffuser that's a very fine mist.
Okay.
And there's some that just blow it all out and it's out in an hour and it's very big and you really go through essential oils that well, but a small particle. So fine mist, and the teardrop is that, I believe. And I like what she said about the timer, but then I also have one in my office that it pauses.
Yes.
To get it on and then go off throughout the day. So it goes for a long time. A
cycling one. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I saw those. Okay. Good.
But the only time I use it is I have a vaporizer and with my kids, and I will put some eucalyptus oil in there for them.
Now, I have in my car, sometimes you just get funky smells in your car. I've taken a paper clip and a piece of Kleenex or napkin, and I put the oils on the napkin, and then I clip it to the AC vent so it blows it throughout the car.
No, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
High tech.
Yeah, isn't it, though? So I now keep paper clips in my car.
I use a cotton ball.
There you go. Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering... there are some odors coming from the apartment below, like cooking, for instance. I can smell the garlic. So I was thinking to have a diffuser with essential oil. But maybe there are other ways to, especially in the winter when the windows are closed, maybe there are other ways of changing the odor into something nice, cleaner.
Beeswax candles. Don't beeswax candles sell?
They absorb the smell?
Beeswax candles. Don't they help with odors? Anybody? I don't know.
They don't diffuse the odors. Like, they don't absorb it or anything. February, we usually, as the family, get together because we have friends who raise bees, and we make beeswax candles to have on hand. But then part of that's because it's not unusual for our electricity to go out with our winter storms.
Or maybe like baking soda. Plates of
baking soda. So that's really great.
May work.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. I'm wondering if baking soda would be enough. So Melody put in about the purification oil. If you're going to use that, sorry about that. If you're going to use that, do a little. I was staying at a YMCA when my husband had his second go round of heart surgery, because it was the only place in town, and it just stunk. It was just brutal, and it was on the shipyard in Boston, and I took the purification and I just shook it all over the room, and I overdid it, and I presented what appeared to be a cold for like the next 3 or 4 days, and just everything was draining. So purification's great. I love it. I use it. Just respect it. Just respect it.
Yeah. I had gone out for my last training with Laura Fine in January. And after the first day, everybody, of course, is there hacking and coughing. And I had become ill. And so I always have my thieves. And I was going around and I was spraying the hotel room with the thieves. So I do that one. And it, for me, at least, it didn't, I don't think I overdid it, but enough that it.
Yeah, I carry the thieves. And I carry the same little bottle and spray it. But the purification, I learned the hard way. Yeah. But I've, there have been other times I've taken it and I've used it and it's been fine. So just in moderation.
Yeah.
So you use, Lynn, the thieves to purify the room of your hotel from mm-hmm. the odor.
I also spray the bed before I get in it with the thieves.
Nice. Yeah, you know, these are all things. What I personally want to make sure that people are just mindful when they use these products. That's my big thing.
Well, and that's why a lot of them are so expensive, because like you were talking about, it takes so much to make them.
Yep, exactly.
So much raw product.
Yep, exactly.
And so.
And again, people are in that model of, I have this, I'll take that. Or I may get this, so I better take that. So it's like, and more is better, which is not always true, right?
Right.
So, anybody have any other questions? I just want to make sure that. Oh, hey, Maya's on.
Hi. Yep. I had another webinar from like 2 to 3:15, so just snuck in at the end. I hope you had a great Q&A. And I will talk to you, Annette, in a couple of days.
Yeah, I'm going to actually be on all of this call, unlike last time.
Great. Well, I'm glad things are calming down.
Thanks.
Did you have any questions that about an herbal?
Well, I'm assuming you were just talking about oils. Is that right?
No.
Self-care.
Oh, self-care. Okay.
Some homeopathy and some herbs also.
Okay.
Oils.
I'm just actually, I do have a question. Recently it was suggested I use lavender, but I'm allergic to lavender. Do you have ideas of other things that would have similar characteristics to lavender?
What's it for?
How to explain it? Well, I'm one of these really weird metaphysical people where it gets channeling. And so, for people who are scholars type of people, they were saying that their scent for, you know, just balancing is lavender. And so, I mean, I know it's also used for sleep and things like that, but I think it's about calming the very active mind that scholars have. So does that make sense?
Cannabis.
Yeah, those days are long gone. But I guess now that it's legal in California, it's something to think about. Thanks.
Young Living has a blend called Peace and Calming.
Ah, okay. But I'd have to look to see if it has lavender included, which it would probably does. But
You know what? I'll look when we get off, because I've got a book downstairs, and I'll shoot you an email.
Cool. Thank you so much. Yeah, I guess that's the only thing I could think of at the moment.
I have a blend that's put together here, and it has basil, cardamom, rosemary, peppermint, coriander, and some citrus. And I use it for clarity.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this is homemade. So mm-hmm. those, I'm just offering those as ideas for things you can look for.
Yeah. All right. Well, I just found out about this a couple of days ago, and I haven't looked at any of my herbal books to see what they would suggest. So great. All right. Like a lot of those things in your mix. So thank you.
Also some great Ayurvedic herbs too that that you can, like Brahmi.
Well, it's actually more calming than energetic is, okay. I think, what the issue is.
Okay. Sometimes I need to stimulate my brain.
Mm.
So That's when I use those. All right.
All right. Anybody, thanks.
You're very welcome. Does anybody else have any other thoughts or anything to share on any of the other questions, or if you have any ideas for Maya on ways to help calm that brain that's always thinking and active and receiving.
Okay. Valerian stops the monkey brain.
That's very true. How about lemon balm?
Okay, those are good ideas.
Yeah, I can think about the valerian. I was thinking about that with sleep, that and hops.
Well, but that makes sense, though, since lavender is usually suggested for sleep, too. So,
Right.
That would be good.
Thank you.
Meditate and breathe. Take deep breaths. Many, many of them.
Great. Thank you very much.
Maya, you might want to check hops before you do it, because...
Oh, yeah, hops I won't. Yeah, probably won't.
No, I knew she wouldn't, but I'm just saying, when I think of valerian, then my brain goes to hops. I don't know why.
I go to beer. I don't know.
I know. It's like, rescue remedy. When my mom would be not able to let down when she was nursing, she'd always drink a beer.
Maya, you actually might want to pull up like Bach flower remedies and look and see which one, because there's bound to be a couple that would work, but I don't know off the top of my head.
Oh, that's a great idea. I haven't used Bach flower remedies in years.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Is it so you can fall asleep better?
No. I'm not aware of having really an issue at all. It's just that in this channeling I was involved in recently, it's like a seminar, they were giving different oils that were specific for different personality roles. And so for mine, it was lavender. So it wasn't that I was having an issue specifically, but I know since, you know, my hands break out if I use soap with lavender or anything else, I really don't want to use lavender. So it was just more for, you know, they were saying to keep it in your space or in a pocket or whatever. So, it was just more for a daily balancing, I suppose, rather than for any specific problem I was having.
So can you inhale lavender?
Well, I mean, I can, but I don't know if I'm having a reaction or not. You know what I mean? It's like,
because maybe you had the lavender and just smelled it from time to time, but never touched it.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
what about
I did.
Skull cap?
Huh, don't really know anything about it.
I have that in my, after I use my neti pot, skull cap in the oil that I use to put up my nostril to, and it's good for your brain. It helps to calm it, let's put it that way.
Great, well, I will look up that one too.
Okie dokie. Lots of choices. It's good to have choices. All right. Anybody else? I know Paula had to leave. Melody had to leave. Yeah. She's making soup. Huh, I wanted to go to her house.
I know, me too.
All right.
Okay.
Any closing parting words for us, Annette?
Not that I can think of, but, you know, well, you know, like I said, you've got to play around in what works for you and your family. Just because something worked for us doesn't mean it's going to work for you.
And, you know, if you can call it down to 5 or 6, 7 things that work on a lot of different issues, you know, that would be good. Cause then you don't have to keep track of a lot of things. So don't overshop like I do.
Yeah.
I can stock a store.
Yeah, you and me both.
I'm trying to cut back.
I just want to say, Annette, it was an excellent presentation. Thank you for doing such a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you for reminding us that these are things to help us come back into balance, and that those foundations are the things, if we don't keep in balance, are the reasons that we have the rashes and the sores and,
right,
and whatever else come about. So we begin with the balance, and then we go to the remedies if we need them. So thank you. Great job.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Everybody have a good evening.
You have a great evening. I don't think there's anything else going on tonight. You'd think I'd know.
Are there any calls tomorrow?
I am just looking.
There's a sweet spot tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
There is a sweet spot tomorrow. Yeah, nothing tonight. Sweet spot is at 5 Central. There's a vital, I think it's a vital health topic. Yeah.
And the ERC retreats on Saturday.
On Saturday. I am finishing up the recipes right now. So your packet will probably go out either later tonight, earlier in the morning, with all the recipes. So please, there's a template in there for you to create your shopping list. And I encourage you to go through it, have everything ready. Because it's interactive while Dr. Rita Marie is making them. And those of you who were in it last year are familiar with this process. So she's making things and you are making things at the same
time. I find it easier to just watch and write notes because too much for me to make and watch.
Okay.
But at what time do you think it may go up until, like...
I don't know. I know I need to, I'm going to actually not be home. So I'm going to be watching it from some another place because my daughter has a dance competition. So I know I need to be off by a particular time.
I think she said 4 o'clock.
It's scheduled till 4.
5 hours.
4 Central.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she also said that it can go up, and that once she went up until 9 hours, she said, or 7 hours.
Well, she has done that, but let's hope not. Yeah.
First
take, I hope not. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a call that went on. I bailed at like 6 hours and it was still going.
That might have been a lab call.
Yes, it was a lab call.
Yeah. But I don't remember this particular one going quite that long. But whole idea is get you in the kitchen, get inspired, and see that, you know, this is, it's doable. The whole time is not spent making foods. She does go through the process of the things that you can stock in your kitchen. And so there is that beginning part. And then the part where you can make the foods ahead of time, or, you know, you can watch and make foods along with her. So I
sent Dr. Itamahi a cracker that I really love that's made around here. Mm-hmm. And since you were saying that you're looking at, that you're creating the recipes, did you by any chance look at that cracker?
She's mentioned you'd sent a cracker. I wasn't understanding what she was saying. So are you thinking that we're going to make a cracker that is similar to that cracker?
That's what I had suggested, because she asked if we had any, you know, other suggestions for time together.
Did it say what was in it, or?
Yes, it did. It's so delicious. But it's so, it's expensive.
She was saying it was going to be, because we have a resource in there where you could actually order crackers and breads and things. So I thought she was saying that we could list it as a resource, but, and I know we're going to do some greens thing since Saturday is St. Patrick's Day. So,
right.
Well, you can send me the recipe, Laura.
Oh, I can send you the cracker itself.
Yeah,
because they don't put the recipe.
You don't have an actual recipe, though, right?
No, I don't. So that's why I thought she may be inspired, by the cracker. But the idea was is that I don't have a dehydrator, and if she can give me some suggestion with the oven.
Yeah.
What brand was it?
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. I'm searching for the link.
And Lynn, did you say that you're going to be emailing us the ingredients to have, or that we would find it on the website? Okay.
So, in the original email Dr. Rita Marie had sent out, we had come up with a list of ideas for things we're making. And so, I think Laura was the only one who had suggested the cracker.
And yeah, I guess I missed that email.
Well, I don't know how.
Well, because sometimes I don't open every single one.
Exactly. There's just a few emails we send.
Well, it's less than it used to be, though. I mean, in some ways, it's like I miss some of them.
So we have a sour cream. So it's a nut seed sour cream. The recipe that I have is for cashews, but you can obviously substitute whatever seed or nut works for you. Or if seeds or nuts don't work, there are other go abouts such as zucchini. I have a pad thai sauce, pesto, marinara sauce, flatbreads, tortillas, taco meat, burgers, raviolis, and crackers.
Sounds good. I'm going to be on the last day of my fast, though. So, yeah, it's like I'm doing that fast mimicking diet thing for 5 days. So that'll be day 5. So maybe I can make a couple things to have after the fast.
Yeah. There you go. Did you find the ingredients? I'd sent Dr. Rita Marie a note to see if she had the ingredients there, but I haven't heard back from her. Okay. Well, I know she'll be going over, because not everybody has a dehydrator. And so I know she'll be going over some of those techniques that you can use to make these and still have a living food within your kitchen. So no worries there. All right. Any other thoughts or questions that you have?
No.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Annette. This has been great. I think everybody got a really good grounding on some things that they can do in their own houses and feel really empowered how they can take care of themselves without using chemicals.
I know.
That can alter so many things.
They truly can
do all the good work here that we're doing here, and So, yeah. All right.
Thank you. All right. Good night, everybody.
Have a good night. Good evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here. Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Here you are. I got it's shown out.
Here I found.